You are listening to an SAFM podcast, 104 to 107 nationwide. Stream us live on www.safm.co.za or via the SABC Plus app. SABC News, independent and impartial.
People are forced to flee their home countries due to lack of economic opportunities, natural disasters, conflicts and pandemics. Minister Aaron Motsoaledi says some foreign nationals take advantage of gaps in the current citizenship, immigration and refugee laws in South Africa. He says the first safe country principle must be strictly applied.
Why do we pass? If I may ask it directly, because it was asked in Parliament, why do people pass so many safe countries to specifically come to South Africa? Why can't it be a policy that once you pass through a safe country, that's where you must apply for asylum? Of the Afghan citizens who came via Bay Bridge, the matter even went to court. They first went to Pakistan, they left and went to Qatar, they left and went to Zimbabwe, then they left and went to Zambia, but it's only in South Africa where they are applying for asylum.
Motsoaledi says legislation must be introduced to strengthen the powers of immigration officers and make training compulsory.
The majority of members of the inspectorate must have legal qualifications and policing experience. The recent publication of the National Labour Migration Policy, introducing quotas for employment of foreign nationals, will go a long way in diffusing simmering tensions between South African citizens and foreign nationals. When the Immigration Act was enacted, provision was made for the establishment of immigration courts.
Motsoaledi says the bill will be introduced in Parliament soon. I'm Lerato Makula, SABC News in Johannesburg.
You can find SAFM Current Affairs on 104 to 107 nationwide. Our podcasts are available for download on all our digital platforms. SAFM, leading the conversation.